Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's a short message today of greetings to those who would come to a meeting like this. Many have asked, what is it like? What does the other side of the veil really see when they look at humanity? When they look at individuals, what do they see? It's what you would see, dear ones, if you looked at that which was the beautiful child. We see the beautiful child within you. We see pure love. We see you as purity. But we also see you covered with things of your own making and your own doing. And that is why this particular message and this day and these hours were created. I want to give you just a visualization for a moment before I continue. You are dearly loved more than you think by a creator who has nothing but love and compassion for your soul, by a creator who does not judge you for anything. Dear ones, I want you to revel in this message. The message is this. You deserve to be here. It is not an accident that you are here on this planet or even listening to this message. If you could have a visualization of what it might be like, I want you to feel the arms of a loving God around you. Arms that would say, it's about time you found out a greater truth. And that's why you're here. This greater truth has a difficult time breaking through that which you have created for yourself. Because your survival counts on certain kinds of actions that you do in society, in life, in order to exist. But here's the visualization that I want to give you for a moment, and I want to set a premise. Human consciousness is not linear. In some ways, it might be even better if it could be for you, but it is not. And what I mean by that is this. In a linear situation, pretend life was a room, one room. And all of life is to be lived in this room. And part of a linear existence for all of you would be that you clean out the room from many things. As you live in the room, of course, there's waste that occurs. You use things, but in a conscious room, there is no delete key like on a computer or in a linear situation where you can simply hit a key and things go away. You see, they stay in the room. What do you do with those things? Well, you normally push them into a corner. What about things that were told to you as a child? Now, you might even know better now. What do you do with those things? Well, if it were a linear room, you'd open the door and sweep them out. You'd say, that was when I was a child, and now I can think for myself. But you can't do that with consciousness, not really, because it all stays there. You see, there's no delete key in your brain. So there must be a system where you put things in their proper place and you cognize and realize what is on purpose, what is not, what is meaningful, what is not, what is real and what is not, what is purposeful, what you need to hold on to, because it's all in there. There's no delete key in your brain. We have spoken over and over in the Healing Wednesdays about peeling the onion. That is a metaphor for peeling off those things that you learned. And we've never spoken of it, but you think of an onion as something that is fairly light colored. But the onion so often of humans is dirty. It's ugly. Some are even black. Because the things that you're trying to peel off are ugly. What were you told about yourself as a child? Are you worthy or not? What were you told about that creative source, that beautiful creative source, to put your soul together in compassion and love and beauty? What were you told? Were you told that that creative source perhaps has you born dirty and not deserving, and you really can't even talk to that creative source because you don't deserve it? That onion that you peel, then you start to paint it black, don't you, because you don't deserve it. What have you been told about how things work on the planet? As you look around in survival, how do you get ahead? Have you been told that the stronger and more forceful you are in situations, the more people will cower in fear and you can move ahead? Have you been told that this is necessary because you have to push forward in order to exist in this jungle, you've been told, of society? And the onion becomes blacker, and your room starts filling up with things that obscure the light. Pretty soon, this room of yours is filled with trash, things that you've learned that are all from your childhood or from your survival, and it's all there. And even if you start to awaken, dear ones, let's say that because you're listening to this program, because you might even believe in that which you're hearing, and that is a voice from the other side of the veil who loves you dearly. But even then, that room might be filled with inappropriate things. And here you sit, and you say to yourself, I want so much not to be afraid. I want so much not to have these things around me close in on me like they're doing, and the fear. I want to be free from this, and I want a miracle in my life. I would love to sing at the top of my lungs, even if I'm in trouble. I see the future, and I don't like it because I don't understand it, and I don't know what's coming, and I don't know what is next. And that is where some of the light workers watching this program find themselves right now in this day. It's almost like you're sitting in a chair in that room and there's light on the chair. And so you know God is there and that there is love, and you feel yourself as a light worker, but all around you there's that dark room. And you don't know what to do in order to clear away things. You see, there's no delete key in your brain. In a linear fashion, you look for things to clean the room. If I could only push these things out of my brain, you say. If I could only. And those linear things that you want to do to sweep away that which bothers you are not easy. But they're possible. Have we told you yet that you are multidimensional? And you are. Your soul is multidimensional. Love is multidimensional. The human spirit is not linear. And that is the key. Because when you start to step out of what you believe you can and cannot do, or what you were told who you are or who you not are, when you start to step out of that into a multidimensional realization, not a belief, you start to realize and see the onion. And you say, ah, I can peel it. I can get to the core. What if I could peel it to the extent I could return to no agenda? What if I could peel it to be so pure that nothing I've ever been told will affect me? What if I can build a life where those things are still there, but the importance of them now is what I can arrange? What if I can arrange what is important so much that it doesn't matter if they're still in the room? They're insignificant. And isn't it interesting that if I do this, I find that those things get smaller and smaller and smaller. The room becomes bigger and bigger, and the light starts to brightly shine. That is a multidimensional secret answer to no delete key in your brain. All of these things are possible. I've told you that there are certain emotions that win out over others, of course. And it depends upon how you see them and use them and what you've been taught about them, of how powerful they are. Did you know that fear will shrink away when light is turned on? Did you know that truth will shine a light so much that all the things you were afraid of sink in comparison because the truth will show them as being false? And so this day, I say, let the truth of what you hear next start to shrink those things which are untrue. And the things that are untrue say you don't deserve to be here. And the things that are untrue say that you're here by accident, that you have to survive and push your way through. What if I told you that pushing your way through is easy, because compassion and love will melt away all the things in your path, and suddenly you're going to see an entire paradigm that nobody told you about in an old energy. No one told you about it. This is a program where you're going to learn about it. You'll learn about it from someone who knows, who has been through it, whose life is filled with purpose, a light worker who deserves to be here. Let the program begin. And so it is.